A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus, teaching his disciples about the kingdom of heaven, told them this parable. A man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the same with the man who had received 2 talents. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? And you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord. So what to say about this gospel? Does Jesus sound sort of fierce, maybe even angry? What is this? Firstly, Jesus of Nazareth knew what his mission was. He's sent to the lost sheep who are like sheep without a shepherd. He's a person of endless compassion. He heals, he restores, he brings hope. He knows what we need. He knows the infinite longing of the human heart. He holds the key to human happiness. Perhaps he's somewhat impatient that people aren't getting his message. And remember, his audience there that day had no cell phones, no radios, no TV, no internet. They would be avid to hear a good storyteller, a great preacher. So they would mull over his parables all day until they figured out the meaning. But I know that if I were sitting there by the lake listening to him that day, my stomach would be churning. Wow, Jesus can be challenging. He's talking about the kingdom of heaven, and I think he's saying now today to you and me, listen up, folks. Life is a great gift. Don't waste it. What a great talent you have been given. Don't waste it. What does this mean for everyone, whether life is just beginning for us or whether we are retired and looking at the end? How do we look at life? What Jesus is talking about is the currency of heaven, faith, hope, love. It's about realizing that there is more to human life than what we can eat and drink and buy. That there's a transcendent dimension to our existence. and a way to live as his followers. Lead a life worthy of your vocation, St. Paul says. Bear with one another charitably, in complete selflessness, gentleness, and patience. Do all you can to preserve the unity of the Spirit by the peace that binds you together. This is how we Christians can change the world. Yes, in some, I think Jesus wants to shake us up and say, you have responsibilities. I just heard yesterday a story about a young couple. They don't go to church, but they spent a month in the Philippines this summer building Habitat for Humanity for the poor there. And they had a wonderful time. And when they came back, they had nothing but the clothes on their backs, and they were wearing their slippers. They had given everything away, and they were so happy. I think that's a wonderful example of using our talents, the talents God has given us. That's how we can change the world. Now a word about Labor Day and the wonderful reading from Genesis about the sublime destiny of the human person as we hear it in the Genesis story. Pope Francis teaches in Laudato Si that we humans are part of creation, not above it. The word dominion in the story means that, quoting, we are called to be instruments of God our Father, so that our planet might be what he desired when he created it and correspond with his plan for peace, beauty, and fullness. Yes, we are called to be instruments. On this holiday and every day, I wish you a day of pure bliss. Be full of wonder at every good thing you see and hear and touch and taste and smell.